Day Player live from the Allstate Showcase Studios on 720 WGN. So the first ever Chicago Food Truck Festival will take place next weekend on Saturday, June 7th at U.S. Cellular Field, featuring over 20 of the best food trucks Chicago has to offer, including Hot Sausage, Pierogi Wagon, King Kona, Jerk 312, and so much more. And joining us to talk about it all is the festival's organizer, Alex Blackshire. Welcome to the program, Alex.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us today. So the food truck industry, and I'm a big fan of the food trucks, bigger and better than ever right here in our own backyard.
Yes, yes, it is. I too, am a food truck fan. In fact, I was doing a little bit of a paper on it some time ago, but it's one of my loves as well, too.
Now, how many food trucks are in around Chicagoland right now? Is it a few dozen?
Well, the numbers are increasing daily because there's so many new trucks that are coming online. For example, Jack's Fork in a Row, you have Model Chef, Star Fruit Cafe, and a lot. So I'd say license, you have probably a good 25 to 40 food trucks that are coming online now.
Yeah, and I just saw earlier this month Mayor Rahm Emanuel introduce a plan to the city council to add 5 more dedicated mobile food truck stands in higher density neighborhoods that would provide that space to operate in addition to legal parking spaces food trucks currently use. So I think it's on South LaSalle, North Franklin, North Upper Columbus Drive, East Monroe, South Wabash. And now food truck operators are now permitted really for the first time to prepare food to order on board on their trucks, which they weren't able to do before.
That's correct. That's correct. If you notice that the laws are becoming more lax, I can't say I speak for the food truck industry, but as someone who does watch from the sidelines, I have noticed that their laws have become lax. In fact, you've noticed that Mayor Rahm Emanuel featured his own first food truck rally last year,
right,
which also happened this year again. So the laws are reducing and becoming more relaxed.
Well, let's talk about this event that we got coming up.
Okay, awesome. Well, as you stated prior, it is Saturday. It's upcoming June 7th from 12 p.m. until 9 p.m., and it will include up to 20 food trucks. And you pretty much did a great job in naming the ones that are there. Gino's Steak Truck, Tamale Spaceship, Beaver's Donuts, and more. Basically, it will be very simple in design. We're going to bring together those 20 trucks at U.S. Cellular Field. Going to use the parking lot in particular and have the trucks separated strategically.
Tailgating a little bit.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
And from there, we're going to have live music as well in addition to the trucks so that while they're eating, they can also listen to music.
Oh, that's very cool. No, I love that. Now, what are the ticket prices?
The ticket prices are $10 a ticket for entrance.
Yeah, very reasonable.
Yes.
And what do you have? You got a VIP package. What's that all about?
Well, it's basically we decided to try to bundle it together. We saw it worked very well in other cities throughout America. So we decided to include free parking as well as general 1 hour early admission, as well as we're going to provide parking and one beer ticket.
Very cool. And I know a dollar from every ticket sold will be donated to Feed the Children, which is very cool. You know, in 2013, the organization distributed 98 million pounds of food and supplies, value of $215 million, over 10 million individuals for this U.S. Feed the Children campaign. So very cool that you're doing that as well. Now, I love some of these trucks that you got coming on there. Fat Shallot, Great Sandwiches, Chicago Pizza Boss. What are some of your favorites, your personal favorites?
My personal favorite, I love the Tamale Spaceship, one of the oldest in the city. I love the fact that they use, of course, fresh different vegetables and things in it in their mix. And I just love the fact that the guys have enough courage to serve in costumes.
Yeah, that's cool. Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
That's fun. I'm a Polish guy, so I like the pierogi wagon. You can't help that. That's always good stuff. Jerk 312, great recipes, very flavorful. You got the steak truck. And Beaver's Donuts. Now, I just had one of those about a week ago. They've got like these mini donuts with gourmet toppings. You get that with God, it's so good.
Okay, wonderful. They are good. I can't say that I've actually tried Beaver's Donuts, but I have stopped by and taken a look at the menu.
And then you got the Star Fruit Cafe. You got Bombay Wraps, which is a little sampling some Indian cooking.
Yes, that's correct.
Jack's Fork in the Road. And then again, the Pizza Boss. A lot of these places, these food trucks, do you see more of them coming around that have restaurants, or Do they open the food truck first and then open up a restaurant, or do you see a restaurant opening up a food truck first? What's more common?
Great question. Traditionally, it was a restaurant that had a food truck that went on the road.
Okay.
But for example, we were reached out to just recently, and if I'm not, you know, if you're familiar, there's a new movie out where the guy couldn't afford a restaurant, so he put his food truck on the road. So what you're seeing now is that more of the food trucks are actually those who want to be a part of the industry but can't afford the high operating cost. So a lot of the new trucks do not own stores. For example, the Model Chef is one of our new ones. They do not own a store, that they're placing their food out on the road. So that's the phenomenon that we're seeing now more so than ever.
Now, it's funny you say that. I was looking, my buddy has a restaurant, and we were talking about, you know, getting him a food truck and looking at the cost of that. You know, we were estimating just by what it costs for, you know, the insurance, you got to buy vans. So whether you're buying a used ice cream truck, you know, I've seen like a postal service truck, a Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van, a GEM utility vehicle. You got to buy that first. Then you got insurance, the food equipment, licensing fees, commissary fees, fabrication work, painting, making the truck look great, vinyl wraps, and all that. $35,000 to $60,000. So that's a heck of a lot cheaper than open up a restaurant.
Yes, it is. And what you're also seeing is that you're having people who are partnering on those costs as well.
Well, I'll tell you, this sounds like a absolutely very cool event. And folks, if you haven't experienced a food truck, you know, just in and around the city, this is a great place to see what that's all about. And for $10. The parking lot of the Cell is a great deal. And the Chicago Food Truck Festival, first real big one, is next Saturday at U.S. Cellular Field from 12 to 9. And for more info, you can visit ChicagoFoodTruckFest.com, and that's CHGO for Chicago, CHGOFoodTruckFest.com. Alex, we look forward to it. I might see you out there next weekend.
Awesome. Thanks for having us on the show.
All right, absolutely. Have a good one. We'll talk about the drive-in next on 720 WGN.